In the name of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. It was a rough week for Jesus. I don't know about yours. But it was one of those weeks you remember, you know? All week long, he's under official surveillance by the authorities and being harassed as he slips into Jerusalem during the daytime to preach and teach, and then he slips out of Jerusalem taking refuge in safe houses in suburbia. That's why we live here, isn't it? Bethphage, Bethany, you know. Stay low, stay low. And all week long, the disciples are just baffled. What's he doing now? Thursday was a good day. The Passover meal, that ancient meal reminding us, you remember, friends, don't you? When we were slaves, right? You remember those days? The days of our ancestors when they were peasants and serfs and campesinos. They were nobodies and they had no future. Do you remember that? And how God set us free. And we said we will never forget that we've been set free. And we need to tell our children to never forget what we've been through. And we promised each other that we would never do this again to anybody. Turn them into nobodies who are worthless. And at this meal, commemorating that, Jesus says, this meal is me. This is what we're about. And we're going to make this real, this communion, real around the whole world. That's why we're going to celebrate. Then they went off to the garden to pray, and the disciples, remember? Yeah. Fell asleep. Jesus got arrested. He's interrogated all night long. Phony court trial. And crucified. And on Sunday morning, the women who were his closest friends came together at dawn. They came to see him one last time, to see and to touch him, and to anoint the corpse and wrap it in linens. Just one. Last. They anticipated nothing more. Resurrection, like crucifixion, is personal for God. God gets personal with us in the person of Jesus. We see who God is in this scandalous death of an innocent man. God is not greater than in this humiliation. God is not more glorious than in his death. God is not more divine than in his humanity. Is Jesus the only innocent one among us? Hardly. In all the war zones of today, 90% of the casualties are civilians. 90%. And Belgium, and all the refugees, And it is over these that Jesus weeps. As when he came upon the great city of Jerusalem, he broke down weeping, saying, "Oh, my friends, if only you knew the things that make for peace." But no, we moderns, we postmoderns, we cling stubbornly to that ancient belief in that fundamental absurdity that somehow in our time, violence will cure violence. And we anticipate nothing more. But today, a love child is born. Unanticipated. And as the scriptures say, this is the first fruits from the dead. This child births peace. A peace which the world cannot give. This child transforms dead ends into doorways. This child ignites a new way of living and loving, because love is the most dynamic quality. It is love that heals us, love that holds us, love that forgives us, love that unites us, love that makes us happy. Have you ever noticed that? And until we know ourselves as loved, we aren't alive. That's why all of God's work is about saying, brothers and sisters, you are my beloved. It's the only thing you have to believe. We are God's beloved. Because when we are accepting of ourselves as lovable, things start to change. Tim here, do you know how lovable this guy is? I mean, honestly, he's just the most lovable. Now, I know not all of you know Tim, but during hospitality, you got to come out here and you got to give me some of that love, bro. It's all here. And it's in Dennis. Looky there. It's showing up in Monica this morning. And oh, Dave, too. How about this? How lovable we are. And when we know that, we become loving. Is there anyone here this morning who is being loved too much? Let's share the goods. If you have an abundance of love, it's no. And you know why that is? Because love is our origin. And love is our completion. And it is love which is giving our lives meaning. It is love which makes us human. And it is love which is the gospel. The resurrection is the second big bang. And it is lovingly permeating the whole shebang. Faith, hope, and love, these are inviting us to anticipate that a new creation is happening in our time, here and now. Faith, hope, and love are inviting us to animate this new creation with our loving. Make it